chase. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day, and you break free, break from the chain. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
So with these frigid temperatures has also come some slippery, icy patches, and I do have some advice on how to make sure you don't slip and fall. I'll give that to you next.
Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing? Happy Friday. It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. This cold stretch continues. Minus 14 is the real feel outside right now. Good morning.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong when it comes to walking on icy patches. I almost took a fall yesterday because, you know, everything that's left on the ground, it's just frozen over. So it's really slippery.
So dangerous.
Yeah. Have you noticed walking Coffee the Pooch that you've come across some icy patches?
Thankfully, my area is heavily salted, which is a separate problem with dog paws, but better that than super slippery. So no, I haven't. But
so if you are coming across any of those icy patches and you're thinking about, like, how do I make sure I don't fall? And, you know, the older I get, the harder it is for me to find the balance. You know, it's not that straightforward.
Do you mean like your literal balance, like staying on your feet?
We like, you know, using my core to make sure.
Aren't you working out now? Come on.
No, sometimes I just, you know, I'll be like, ooh, and I get a little, you know, off kilter. It happens sometimes.
So there's a correct way to like...
Like what would you do? Let's say you're going down a driveway, okay? Oh, it's on an incline and it's like completely frozen over. What is the tactic? What do you do?
I would park my ego. I would sit down on my butt, throw my hands up in the air and just go, wee, and I'd slide down.
Just wave them like you don't care.
Because I've had a horrible wipeout, like Joe Pesci Home Alone wipeout on my parents' driveway before. So now if I know there's ice, I'm not going to try and, because you look stupid either way. If you're trying to do the little shimmy slide step and stay up, you look like, I would just embrace it.
Uh-huh.
Embrace my inner child, sit down and slide right down that driveway.
Okay. According to experts, and I did look this up because I almost slipped yesterday.
According to this walking on ice experts?
Yes.
Okay.
They exist.
Mm-hmm.
You need to walk like a penguin.
Like waddle?
Pretty much. Okay, so I'm gonna take you through the steps just so you know exactly what to do, okay?
Like you're teaching me a dance move. Okay.
You're going to keep your knees slightly bent, so you're sort of in an active position just in case. You're ready to react.
I'm getting up to do this,
okay.
By the way.
Yeah. Can you do that? Perfect. Yeah. You're going to point your feet slightly outward.
Oh, okay. They're already doing that. Weird.
And then your arms by your side to balance you, okay? Uh-huh. And then as you're walking, you're going to walk with a flat foot or like a shuffle, almost like a shuffle step.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So my feet aren't really coming off the ground too much.
And you can see as you're doing that, you look like a penguin.
Yeah.
You look like a penguin right now.
Yeah.
So you're walking slowly. Slow is a big part of it. Shuffling is a big part of it. And then you might want to be forward a little bit. So your center of gravity is just you're tipped forward just a little bit to help you out a little.
I still think this looks dumber than getting on your butt and sliding down. Also, if I'm going to like waddle like a penguin, I need Morgan Freeman narrating it if I'm going to be marching like a penguin.
Like a penguin.
Yeah.
You know, you said you were parking your ego. So if you're going to walk like a penguin, pass it on. This is the way to do it. It's going to keep you stable. It's going to slow you down, which is the big part. Because if you have momentum, you're more likely to have a bigger fall. Whereas if you're just going slow, little shuffles, your feet are outward, you kind of look like a penguin going back and forth. It creates friction and gravity. These are all good things.
I tell you what, it sounds like you haven't tried it yet, but why don't you try it first? Record it on your, I know you have one of those driveway cams.
Yeah.
Record it on your driveway cam when your driveway's icy.
Uh-huh.
And let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Before we adopt it as a show.
Sure. And then you do the one where you get on your butt and you go, woo!
Who did it better?
Yeah.
98.1 CHFI. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will, we a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it! We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace, somebody better put your bag into your place. We'll be right back.
done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. It's a we are the champions.
Good morning, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Maroon 5 still to come this half hour. And also, I'm having a bit of a morning. I will tell you what happened to me on my way into work today.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you are using the east or westbound 401 right now, we've got some issues. So eastbound on the 401 at Mavis and the Collectors, the right lane is blocked with a stalled car. And then at Young and the Express, the two left lanes are closed off for maintenance. West 401 at the 400 and the Collectors, two right lanes are closed. That's all because of ongoing construction. It's a surprise points event at Shoppers Drug Mart. Open your PC Optimum app today, shop, scan, and get 20 or 30,000 points. Conditions and app.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra Struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Ugh, everyone seems to be on vacation. I wish I could be too.
Why wait? With FlexPay, that dream getaway is totally doable.
Really? Even that amazing resort I've been eyeing?
Absolutely. When you can break your vacation cost into easy payments as low as $75 a month, suddenly someday becomes today.
I better start packing.
Monthly payment applicants are subject to approval by FlexPay. See website for details. Contact your local travel expert or visit StellaVacations.com.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Now everyone knows how much I crave Lone Star fajitas. But every Tuesday, I get the craving for saving.
Now at Lone Star, una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Wood fire grilled seasoned chicken breast. Fresh baked tortilla served on a sizzling skillet. It's Fajita Tuesday. That's una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Only at Lone Star, including the new Lone Star Cantina in Whitby. Your home for fajitas, Ritas, and good times.
Your sneakers are staring directly at you. You try to look away, but you can't. You're lace to face. They're saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, and your six-pack won't be either. But you've got to start somewhere. Stop staring. Put us on. Take that first step, or lunge, or squat. Start small. Start somewhere. Join for $7.99 every 2 weeks at fitforless.ca and experience fitness simplified. Some conditions apply. Fit for less. Everybody happy.
This year, warm up to winter in Ontario. To romantic trips, cozy cabins. Warm up to some cool adventure. Skiing, ice climbing, skate trails, snowshoeing. Chill out by a fire, sipping ice wine. Going to a food festival or a resort. Winter in Ontario. We're warming up to you. Plan it now at DestinationOntario.com.
February 20th on City TV.
In every great city, heinous crimes cast a dark shadow.
Law and Order Toronto Criminal Intent.
These crimes have a face, but in order to prove it, the evidence must be undeniable.
The truth is not always obvious, but we won't stop until we find it.
Because maybe we can make this city a little bit safer. I'm Detective Graff. This is Detective Bateman.
Law and Order Toronto Criminal Intent. New season starts February 20th on City TV.
The Canadian human, after a resolutely active holiday season, retreats to its burrow to hibernate for winter. Bundled up in a fluffy nest, foraged from Sleep Country's Sleep Cozy event, this retreat marks the start of the season to enjoy the great indoors. Get cozy with hot prices on Kingsdown mattresses from $339, only until Sunday. Plus, ask about our unbeatable price guarantee. Restrictions may apply. Only at Sleep Country.
Take me to your leader.
Oh, hey, little guy. Do they have online casinos on your planet? I love to spin at PlayOjo. They've got all the latest live casino and slot games with no wagering requirements, including top hits like Galactic Invaders. Sorry, where are we going again?
Leader.
For an out-of-this-world online casino experience, check out PlayOjo.
Feel the fun. PlayOjo.
19 plus, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Concerned about your gambling or that of someone close to you? Call 1-866-531-2600 or visit ConnexOntario.ca.
Swish Chalet's Toucan Dime for $19.99 is here. Two quarter chicken dinners for only $19.99. Ends February 2nd. So hurry in. Taxes extra. See participating locations for details.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
With the most variety on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Happy Friday and serenity now. I'm having a bit of a morning. Choosing to be positive about it, though, I'll tell you about my morning mishap from Maroon 5.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't. Yeah. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, oh, oh, oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah, I see but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool. The more I think about you, and I know I can't take it. Do you think that I should just go on without you? No, I don't wanna know.
Finally back to seasonal highs for us. -5 is our high today. It's still cold with the wind chill, but not as cold as we've been experiencing. And the winds are light, just a slight chance of flurries this afternoon.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 98.1.
CHFI.
You ever had one of those mornings? Just Murphy's Law?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I'm already a little under the weather. I couldn't find my regular, you know, the coffee mug I always bring in here that I have, like, I've had for the last 3 years.
Your white one?
Yeah, the white one. Yeah. I lost it, I think, over the holidays, so I know where it is. So I brought another one that is a beautiful mug, but it's a little bit too big. It doesn't fit in my cup holder in the car.
Oh, okay.
It's too big. And I'm like, oh, no, this is a problem. I go, okay, you know what? I'm in the car this morning. Like, I'll just put it on the passenger mat.
Like on the floor?
Yeah, because I had nowhere else to put it. I know, admittedly, not the best idea. I brought this on myself.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I'll just drive carefully to work. Of course, I immediately forgot, and in a parking garage, I got to go up 6 levels. The first big turn I pulled to go up the ramp, I see the thing tip over.
No!
And it's got a small opening from where you drink from, so I just see it slowly pouring out. But it's too far for me to reach, and I'm on a ramp, parking ramp, so I can't just, like, stop.
No!
And so I'm watching it pour out in real time, little by little by little, until it's empty. And I don't know what I'm more upset about, the fact that my passenger side mat now has a massive brown stain on it.
Oh, no.
Or that I have no caffeine this morning.
Oh, no. Okay, I think you should be more upset about the car, because I can hook you up with some caffeine in a little bit. In an hour, I can hook you up.
Right, the cafeteria opens up here at 7 o'clock, yeah. But I started the day, too, full of vim and vigor. I was all, like, trying to be chipper. It's going to be a good day. And then that happens.
And it's like, there's nothing you can do in that moment. And, you know, you can choose to decide that this is going to be sort of setting the tone for the rest of the day. Or you can say, these things happen, and now my car smells like coffee with a little hint of rotten cream.
Yeah, it actually smelled pretty good this morning. I don't know how it's going to smell post-show after it's been just sitting there cooking for...
Like marinating?
6 hours.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not going to let it ruin my day.
Okay.
Because we all face these things, and I want to know, what are your not going to let it ruin my day stories? You're having a day, something happened in the morning,
yep,
and you chose to not let it ruin your day.
I like that because we've all woken up on the wrong side of the bed with like something happening or, you know, when everything that could go wrong does go wrong. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. And then you can choose to focus on it. And then guess what? More bad things happen.
Yeah.
That's usually the way it goes.
Sometimes the only thing you have control over is your attitude. And I'm choosing to be positive whilst decaffeinated.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you without caffeine, you're pretty great.
Really?
Yeah. You're awesome so far.
Okay. Because I have a caffeine withdrawal headache. I definitely need some. Just pump it into my veins.
Okay.
What are your not going to let it ruin my day stories? You can give us a call right now. The lines are open. 416-872-CHFI.
98.1.
CHFI.
98.1 CHFI is Toronto's perfect music mix.
We think.
I mean, we're pretty sure.
Birds of a feather, we should stick together.
Maybe we should just leave it up to the expert.
You don't want to dance alone.
Here's your chance to take part in the CHFI VIP Music Survey. Just for helping us, you could win your share of $1,000 this month.
Head to CHFI.com now and help us choose Toronto's perfect music mix.
Whoa, Friday's Lottomax jackpot is an estimated $15 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
Get your dream on.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
The Subaru winter has arrived. The crisp air and negative temperatures mean one thing, camping. Emerge from your icy tent and bask in 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. Enjoy the unmistakable smell of campfire through the glacial wind pummeling your face. Relax by the water, taking in the soothing sounds of thick ice cracking and popping. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
With food basics deals like 100 to 170 gram Nescafe or Taster's Choice instant coffee for $4.98 each, you'll be saying mega wowza! Shop in store and online until January 29th. Food basics, always more for less.
Eastside Mario's knows you've heard of shrinkflation. But with every day all you can eat soup, salad, and garlic homo, welcome to eatflation.
Eastside Mario's, hey, bada boom, bada bing.
Turn those winter blues into beach bliss with iTravel2000.com's exclusive savings. Get an instant discount of up to $200 on your dream vacation and experience the warmth and relaxation of sun-soaked days. Visit iTravel2000.com and grab your exclusive promo code before it's gone. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com. Dial 1-866-WOW-DEAL and get away for less.
The Canadian human, after a resolutely active holiday season, retreats to its burrow to hibernate for winter. Bundled up in a fluffy nest, foraged from Sleep Country's Sleep Cozy event, this retreat marks the start of the season to enjoy the great indoors. Get cozy with hot prices on Kingsdown mattresses from $339, only until Sunday. Plus, ask about our unbeatable price guarantee. Restrictions may apply. Only at Sleep Country.
Happy Chinese New Year! Celebrate the year of the snake at Mandarin with a festive feast for you and your loved ones. Delight your taste buds with delicious dumplings like hagao, silmai, beef pot stickers, and more. Plus, indulge with traditional Chinese New Year desserts. Featured on dine-in, takeout, and delivery. Mandarin, where Chinese New Year traditions come alive with every dish.
A celebration of taste, Mandarin.
Book your celebrations of good fortune now.
Coming up on 529 right now. Feels like minus 15. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscatos.
Good morning. Ontarians will head to the polls in less than 6 weeks. Sources tell 680 News Radio Premier Ford will call a provincial election on Wednesday. The voting date is set for February 27th. Ford has suggested the reason for the election is due to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat of tariffs. Seven Liberals will compete in the federal Liberal leadership race. The two gathering the most attention are former central banker Mark Carney and former finance minister Chrystia Freeland. Carney is being backed by a growing number of high-profile and establishment Liberals. The vote for a new leader will take place March 9th. Two school boards and a Toronto youth organization are asking the city to prioritize young people in this year's budget. In a statement from the Toronto Youth Cabinet and both TDSB and TCDSB, they are calling for $46.2 million to address youth unemployment, food insecurity, and violence. In sports, the Raptors lost to the Hawks 122-119. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with a chance of flurries for the afternoon, a high of minus 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of minus 12. Wind chill near minus 18. And tomorrow, cloudy with some flurries, a high near seasonal, minus 2. Right now, it's minus 9. Feels like minus 15. On the East and West 401, everything moving much better. All the earlier problems have cleared away. No delays or problems on the Gardner QEW combination. Eastbound Dundas, just east of Bathurst, that's closed because of a collision.
Happy Friday. So are you getting over a cold or sickness? We're in the same boat, and I know a lot of you are. Wondering if you have some advice, though, on avoiding something that sometimes comes with the cold. It's annoying, and I don't know how to stop it. So maybe you can help. We'll talk about it after Whitney.
Happy Friday. That's Whitney Houston on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Minus 15 is what you got to dress for this morning.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Chances are you or someone you know is under the weather right now. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, I know, I'm feeling it. It's a cold. It's the flu. It's, you know, whatever it might be. And there's something we never talk about. There's something we never talk about when we're sick. And I think it's time that we raise awareness about this.
Oh, okay. And I will agree with you. January, February are the worst.
They are the worst. It's cold and flu season.
January is just such a long month.
Yep. We never talk about when your nose whistles.
Like my nose specifically?
Sometimes your nose whistles. Sometimes
my nose doesn't whistle.
You know when it happens? It's like you're just breathing and right. Then you hear a whistle and you realize it's you.
Right.
And it's one of those things where I don't know how to stop it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I've tried like blowing my nose and then there's still the whistle there. And then I'm like, am I the only one who hears the whistle? Does anybody else hear the whistle?
Well, because it's so loud inside your own head. I just assume, because yes, I have had that on occasion, but I just assume no one else can hear it.
No, I can hear it.
It's like my internal thoughts.
Oh, no. Sometimes like you and I will be working beside one another and then like we're both on our computers and you hear the tap tap of the computer and then you hear...
How do you know I'm not just whistling?
No, that's your nose. And I do it too.
Okay.
But it's like, is it one of those things where, you know, sometimes my stomach will growl on this show and I'll be like, that was my stomach. Like
I hear.
Yeah. And yeah. People will like let everybody know that's what's going on. Do we need to start in cold and flu season letting people know like, that's my nose, it's whistling?
I think you got to call it out. I think you got, especially, look, you and I are close enough that if we're sitting beside each other working, you could be like, hey, listen, your nose is whistling. It's super annoying. It's very distracting. Can you please go do something about that?
Or like at least play me a song.
I would appreciate it. It's the equivalent of play you a song. Oh my gosh, not that talented.
Can you do it rhythmically? Come on, if you're going to do it.
That is a skill set. That is what I want to see on one of those talent shows. I feel like this is like if you had spinach in your teeth,
yes.
I would tell you you had spinach in your teeth.
If your fly was down, I would tell you.
Thank you.
If your nose is whistling, I'm not sure. But I mean, I can if you're giving me permission.
But I think all parties are aware of that. The nose whistler is aware that his or her nose is whistling.
Really?
You don't? Yeah, of course.
You didn't know? I'm telling you for the first time.
All right. You know what? Next time, call it out. We got to get a handle on nose whistling.
Okay. I'm glad I brought awareness to this.
I'll smile. I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down. And all through the night time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm moving.
Unstoppable today. 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 Un
the Pooja and Gurdeep show. So we've been breaking temperature records basically every single year. Like 2023 was the hottest year on record. Then 2024 was the hottest year on record. It sounds like, according to the experts, it's going to be a very hot year in Canada. We're probably going to break more records again this year, which is not necessarily a good thing.
Right. And I think that, you know, after experiencing all the cold that we've been experiencing in this polar vortex that we were in, maybe you're craving some heat and looking forward to the summer because, you know, summer's the best here in Toronto.
Summers in Toronto are amazing.
But when it's oppressive heat, and that's what it sounds like is happening, because they said that these high temperatures are forecasted despite the end of El Nino. So that was supposed to put an end to it, but I don't think that's going to happen. That's another level in terms of that humidity where you don't even want to go outside.
Yeah, it's just thick and gross.
Yes.
And again, I try not to complain in the summer because we complain all winter, which I think we're entitled to. I think you're entitled to complain during one season.
Yes.
And most of us choose winter. But summer, some days, it gets tough. Like even just as a dog owner, coffee is really good in the cold. When it's that hot out, she really has no interest in going outside. Because I mean, we just did a Would You Rather earlier this week, right? We did Would You Rather Be Outside in Toronto minus 30 or plus 40, and it was pretty split, the response.
Yeah, well, it looks like we could be looking at a plus 40 situation. So, small talk is always about the weather. I think in this case, we actually have something to talk about.
Yeah, maybe something for us to ask Frankie Flowers next Thursday when he joins us.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscato's. Overall, quiet start to your morning commute. No issues on the 401, the 404 DVP, or the Gardner right now. Everything moving well. Southbound Allen Ram to the east and west 401, that's still closed. That's because of construction. It's a surprise points event at Shoppers Drug Mart. Open your PC Optimum app today. Shop, scan, and get 20 or 30,000 points. Conditions in app.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now. Imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call our Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
On July 13th, 1985, music united the world. Whether you saw it live or weren't even born yet, come celebrate the biggest concert in history at Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical. It's an exhilarating night out featuring hit songs by David Bowie, The Who, Queen, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and more. Don't miss Just for One Day, the Live Aid Musical at the CAA Ed Mirvish Theater. Get tickets at Mirvish.com.
Do you want your child to be fully bilingual? Are you looking for excellent academic results? Choosing a school at Conseil Scolaire Catholique Mon Avenir means offering a first-rate education in a safe and caring environment. More than French immersion, our students thrive in a 100% French learning environment, resulting in a high-level bilingualism. Come and visit your child's future school during our open house events. Find a school near you at cscmonavenir.ca.
Sarah has resolved to stop waiting to get what she really wants and just go for it already. So, coming to Aaron Park Toyota was a great decision. We're resolved to making our guests happy, just like Sarah, who was able to find the Toyota she'd been saving for and make this year's resolution a success. Way to start the year strong, Sarah.
Be our guest at Aaron Park.
It's time to Toyota. Get 4.79% lease rates up to 39 months on the new 2025 Tundra, all equipped with Toyota Safety Sense.
With MSC Cruises, discover big on a mini getaway or treat yourself to a week-long vacation. For a limited time, book now and enjoy up to 35% off cruises, plus kids sail free. Sail to the turquoise waters of the Bahamas with stops at our private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, or experience the beauty of the Caribbean and more destinations. MSC Cruises, for a greater beauty. To book, visit msccruises.com or contact your travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Ships registered in Panama and Malta.
We all watch HGTV, so we know what quality work sounds like. The renovation skills of Jen and Dave Mars from Fixer to Fabulous. The stylish craftsmanship of Ben and Aaron Napier from Hometown.
They know what they want. They don't know where to find it.
We do.
And My Lottery Dream Home.
I'm going to get you your dream house here.
All the big names and shows you love. HGTV comes highly recommended with years of experience.
Watch it today with Rogers Xfinity TV or stream it on City TV Plus.
Take me to your leader.
Oh, hey, little guy. Do they have online casinos on your planet? I love to spin at PlayOjo. They've got all the latest live casino and slot games with no wagering requirements, including top hits like Galactic Invaders. Sorry, where are we going again?
Leader.
For an out-of-this-world online casino experience, check out PlayOjo.
Feel the fun. PlayOjo.
19 plus, Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Concerned about your gambling or that of someone close to you? Call 1-866-531-2600 or visit ConnectsOntario.ca.
Kick those winter blues by saving money when you book your next room or event space at the Monte Carlo Inns. With locations throughout southern Ontario, Monte Carlo Inns is your home away from home for quality, comfort, and value. Save on your next stay by visiting MonteCarloInns.com and entering promo code WINTER.
Monte Carlo.
Your home away from home.
As a working mom, I see the impact of Doug Ford's policies every day. Skyrocketing housing costs, overcrowded classrooms, longer wait times for healthcare. We can't afford four more years of putting developers first while families struggle.
There's a path to the Ontario we want. Join Ontario Forward and stand up for affordability, quality education, and healthcare that's there when you need it. Visit OntarioForward.ca to learn how to help build a better Ontario. Paid for by Ontario Forward.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Hey, happy Friday. And listen, in case nobody told you today, you are awesome and you are doing a great job. You deserve all the praise in the world. It is National Compliment Day. We're going to be sharing some compliments, maybe with a little salt, after NSYNC.
Ooh, yeah. You might have been hurt, babe.
51. Minus 5 is our high for today. A little less windy and just a chance of flurries this afternoon. Good morning.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, today is National Compliment Day, which is really nice. Now, instead of just heaping praise on one another, we thought we would enlist the help of our friends ChatGPT. This is the artificial intelligence website or app where you can ask it really anything, and it'll give you a bunch of great responses.
So we asked it to give compliments for one another. And this is the thing about AI is it learns you. It starts to get to know you over time. And, you know, we've been using ChatGPT now for, what, a year? Mm-hmm. We've talked about the show. Like, ChatGPT, when I put something in, will say your co-host, Gurdeep. Like, it knows you.
It assumes, because I think most of the stuff I use it for is show content. So it knows now when I ask it a question, it'll say, oh, this would be great for the show, even though I didn't specifically state that. It's pretty wild.
So I thought on this, like, compliment day, instead of me giving you a compliment and you giving me a compliment, because there's just so many, you're great. Why wouldn't we get ChatGPT to see if they could give you a compliment on my behalf, knowing our relationship, our brother-sister relationship?
Now, I will say, I don't know what you put in for the prompt. I did ask for compliments for my friend Pooja with a dash of salt.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I did the same thing.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we're on the same
level. Not those words, but yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what ChatGPT came up with. Here's one for you. Your storytelling is incredible, Gurdeep. You can make even the dullest topic sound halfway interesting. That's a real skill.
Oh, I can't tell if that's... I'm parsing, and I still don't know how to feel about that one. Okay.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
Well, how about this? Pooch, you have such a talent for looking so busy all the time, even when you're doing absolutely nothing. It's inspiring, really.
How does it know me so well? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gurdeep, your quick wit, it's impressive. Even when your jokes miss the mark, your confidence in them is what really matters. It's what really sells it.
Yeah, that one's true. Yeah, that one's actually true. Yeah. If you believe it... how about this? Hey, Pooch, you always have such a unique perspective on things. It's like you're living in a completely different reality from the rest of us, and I respect that.
It's Pooch's world.
We just live in it.
You're just living in it. And finally, Gurdeep, your positivity is just something else. How do you stay so cheerful when everything else is falling apart in your life? Teach me that trick.
All right, that one hits a little too close to home. All right, I'll finish up on this one then. Pooch, you are so selfless. You're constantly doubting yourself just so the rest of us can feel more confident in comparison.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, you know me well.
Compliment day, I think we might have missed the mark.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I choose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight I felt the energy of sunrise.
We're beautiful like diamonds. like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine.
Rihanna on the Pooja and Gurdeep show. Pooja, did you see all this hoopla with Austin Matthews, the Toronto Maple Leafs captain? So the Leafs lost to Columbus the other night, and they lost 5-1. And Austin Matthews sort of called out the fan base, not the whole fan base, really who was in the arena, for not necessarily being loud enough after his teammate Ryan Reeves got into a fight 90 seconds into the game.
Okay, and I read this and I kept looking for like, okay, wait, what did the Leafs fans not do? What was he not happy with? And I guess at the end of the day, like, you know, we know fighting is part of the game and sometimes the crowd gets really riled up when that happens. That didn't happen. And that's what he was calling out. He was like, really in the nicest, politest way that he could, was saying like, it could have used some like energy from, you know, the fans. We didn't feel it.
Now, in fairness to the fan, listen, Scotiabank Arena for hockey games is a terrible crowd. It is it's like a museum. It is so quiet. It is so corporate.
Really?
It's not Maple Leaf Gardens. Yeah, it is not a great place to watch hockey games. And I hate to admit this, but you go to Montreal and watch a game, it's like a soccer crowd. There's chanting, there's singing, it's loud.
Okay.
Scotiabank for hockey is not a good crowd, straight up. However, in this particular instance, and the Toronto fan base is like, they're blue collar. Like they generally will get up for fights. This was 90 seconds into the game. You've been to Scotiabank Arena. You know most people don't even have their butts in the seats by 90 seconds into the game. So I kind of think you sort of let the fans off the hook a little bit on this one.
And I will tell you, as somebody who sits in the audience, when I watch a fight, I actually don't feel like getting up and screaming. For me, it's uncomfortable. Like, I get anxious. I just want it to be over. Like, can't we all get along? I know it's part of the game, but it doesn't elicit chanting.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's that too. It's not for everybody. There's a lot of people who go crazy for it, but I don't particularly love it either, unless it's a emotional spur of the moment impulse fight.
Right.
But when you've got the enforcer on Columbus and the enforcer on Toronto fighting 90 seconds into a game, that's what we call a staged fight, where they probably talk to each other before the game and go, okay, we're gonna fight off the opening face-off.
That happens? I'm so naive.
That happens with enforcers. Because, I mean, how much vitriol could there be 90 seconds into a game?
Right.
Like, you obviously knew you were going to do this.
Right.
Which makes it less exciting, less emotional. It feels more like WWE then.
So I wonder what's going to happen at the next home game for the Leafs. Will we start to see Leafs Nation be a little bit more, you know, louder? Make sure that Austin Matthews hears us? Because I think what I take from this, what I'm going to take from this story, is that you think the players don't care. They do care. They need you. You're part of the game, and you know, supporting them by cheering makes a difference to how they play.
Yeah. Get out of the Platinum Club restaurants and get in the seats. And because there's nothing worse than seeing empty seats at the start of each period. Everyone's just socializing under there. I get it. It's very enticing, but cheer them on. All right, 6 o'clock minus 15 is what it feels like right now. Happy Friday. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. We are heading to the polls next month. Sources say Premier Ford will call a provincial election on Wednesday. That's about a year and a half before the next provincial election was set to take place. Ford's been hinting that an early election was on the way and has repeatedly said action is needed in the wake of President Trump's tariff threats. The vote is set to take place February 27th. Seven hopefuls have entered the Liberal leadership race. They include Mark Carney, Chrystia Freeland, and Corina Gould. The party has 10 days to formally approve of leadership contenders. The new leader will be announced after a vote on March 9th. Kendrick